I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Did everybody have a chance to review the minutes from June 20th?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Firefighter recognitions. Chief?
Okay. It's been a busy year. Got a lot of certifications that have been done and are still waiting on certifications. So I'm going to have Justin come up here and help me because most all these are ones that he's trained this year throughout the Fire 1 and 2. The one that I do have, I didn't teach her, but is the inspector one for Brandon.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm still going to take pictures. Let's see, you got inspector one and officer one. So two of them.
Congratulations. It'll go in the newsletter.
Yep. That's the one.
For Fire 1 and 2, we have Julius Gallegos.
Congratulations.
Landon Freer. Doing it wrong.
Good job, man. Thanks. Congratulations.
And Rachel Walton.
Good job.
Thanks.
Who else we have? It's finished.
Sean. And Sean Canterbury.
Yep.
Perfect.
Next. So we'll have Sean coming in next meeting. He was on vacation this week.
Did everyone pass or has that?
Chris.
Just about.
Chris.
Chavez. Oh, Chavez. Yeah.
And they all stand up for one more picture.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
I don't
think they get an option.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Need another picture.
Rachel?
Thanks.
Brandy?
Yes.
Stand behind.
Okay, I'll be in the back.
Yep.
She can't stand in the back. She's. Yeah.
Maybe on a chair.
She's like,
perfect.
Good job, man.
All right. Monthly status report, Chief.
Okay. So we're currently at call number 726, which is 122 since the last board meeting. We're right at averaging 4 per day, which is typical for summer. Last year on this date was 678, so up by 48. Overlapping call volume. Now, we have switched our records management system to ImageTrend. And I don't know how to run that report yet.
Okay.
So we are learning. We just converted about June 20th that we converted. So it's just since the last board meeting, and complicated system to learn. I can tell you that since July 3rd, so July 3rd to now, 12 vegetation fires and 5 responses. So that's there's definitely a significant response for you can tell what's dry and hot. Significant events: we survived July 4th. Structure fire started off at 0700 with a structure fire. We had the parades and then 28 incidences between the 3rd and the 7th. Whether vegetation fires or medical calls or. We had Morgan Asphalt Mutual Aid the other night, which ran all the way from 12:16 a.m. to 6:30 in the morning. That was out on Burmester Road, and if you haven't heard, their plant burned up. All their conveyor belts are gone, their MCC shed, everything. So several million dollar loss.
Oh.
Yeah. So Tempe Point was 23 acres. Penny's Junction was right alongside the road. They said that that was started by a car throwing a rod at the side of its frame, and it burned a small area, about 2.5 acres. But they said the flames were taller than the electrical poles.
Oh wow!
So Stansbury Island, I-80. We've been keeping them small. We've been jumping on them pretty quick and keeping them small, but. You know, time will tell. We had paint night here. I don't know if you guys saw some of the paintings that were done. They brought in a contractor to have a little bit of enjoyment. You guys can speak to that better than I can.
I wasn't there. I mean, it may sound weird, but it was really good. So people were joking. And then people were, you know, kind of concentrating. And then when they did their trees, it was dead silence. So it was good to see everybody kind of put aside their regular thought processes. I don't know if Captain Kirk can kind of say it kind of made your mind go somewhere else for at least a half an hour.
Yeah, he does.
Bob Ross.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was kind of nice to see everybody. And all of them turned out great, and so it was neat to see their personality for each one. So you may think it's weird, but I think it was a really good thing for everybody.
I think we're going to do it again. So
that's great.
Good.
We've been in the news more in the past several weeks for our responses to wildfires and Smokey Bear and community outreach. So, accomplishments. You all saw the new Smokey Bear statue out front. We've been getting lots of attention and attraction there. Our CWPP, our Community Wildfire Protection Plan, has been completed after a year of work. So Rick has the dubious honor of signing it. So that's been a year's worth of work, and we're in the signature phase now. Strategic plan. You all have copies of the strategic plan. We are all participants in that. You know, I gave you all copies to look through. You don't have to do that tonight, but pictures and goals and plans, please review it for the next month and give me feedback, and we'll solidify it next month and get it into our official scan it on the website, things like that. Chief Brown, Captain Arnold, Captain Unsworth, and myself, we've now completed our ICT-5 and Firefighters Have One task books. We're moving on to Engine Boss. And ICT-4 task books are open. So we're working. We've got significant movement with all the fires that we've had lately. We've been able to use that to our advantage and kind of push those certifications forward. Paramedic graduation is August 9th at UVU. You'll all see details about that. Because we'll all be invited. And then the BLM tender transfer ceremony went off without a hitch. Everybody really enjoyed that. The BLM had lots of good things to say about it. And now we're on to registration, inspections, driver training, things like that. It's a manual transmission, so got to get used to that. Planning. We have interviews tomorrow for one full-time position, multiple part-time positions. Specs for the next fire engine are being compiled. Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2, we've got lots of graduations. Now we're moving them into the wildland. Certifications, red cards, and we've got retesting August 3rd, right? For 3rd and 8th. Okay. Kim, me, Buck, and Chief Brown, we've got a meeting with CIB funding people on July 29th. We've got a State of the District meeting July 31st. And then we're just waiting for an EMAC assignment. So that's the report.
Very nice.
Good news.
All right. Fire Marshal Monthly Report. What?
So I missed the first couple seconds of Chief's spill. Today that we went to the...
No, I haven't done it yet. No.
So today we met with the county planner, the assistant county planner, and looked for possible means of some additional funding. And then not to be the broken record, because I wasn't the broken record last month, but I'm going to go back to being the broken record this month.
It's about houses. We know. We don't need to know. These poor people have places to be.
Met with a couple developers, Micah Parks and then Chris Robinson, over the past month, and have a few more subdivisions that are going in, and just wanted to prepare for that. So, quick, short, and sweet remarks. Any questions for me?
No.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Grant Projects Monthly Report. Kim?
Okay. So, the main three I work on, the SAFER, the SAMHSA, and the CWDG. So, SAFER, we're moving forward. We've had a couple volunteers that have resigned, but we have 22 that have submitted applications. You guys have heard that total a little before. We've been waiting to interview them. We're hoping to interview them the end of this month, and then maybe open orientation in August. I'm kind of skeptical with the remodel still going on and just limited room.
I hope it's not going on.
I know, I haven't shown out either. The SAMHSA grant, we actually have withdrawn all the funds for it. Cody, we were hoping to send him to paramedic school. He went in for an interview, and he just doesn't have the prerequisites in place yet. So we'll work on that, and we're still working on others getting our prerequisites. So we won't have anybody attending paramedic training this fall. We're sad to hear that, but we understand if we don't have anybody that has the prereqs. So hopefully we receive the next SAMHSA grant. It's just still in the review process. So I know last year you didn't hear tell about September or August about it, so we're anticipating the same time frame. The Community Wildfire Defense Grant. Been grateful for Julius and Sean and all their hard work on it. Obviously Smokey Bear out there, but we also were working on a video with the PIO, John Smith, to kind of go out about community preparedness and their homes being prepared with the wildfire that just was not wildfire, but the fire that was started in Lake Point, you know, that was almost went up to people's property, like their sheds, their homes and stuff like that. So I think it might resonate a little bit better now. And with the recent report on how many fires there were for the 4th of July. So hopefully we can work on that. We've got some community events we're heading out to. Like to remember for Torn. So that is put on to remember those that have passed or struggle with substance abuse. Lake Point is having a health and safety fair that same day. So we're going to be busy August 31st. August 6th, there's Night Out Against Crime. So we're going to go out there and we're just going to try to reach out to more people in the community and let them know the dangers of wildfire. The Public Safety Mental Health Grant, we've got a report due. That's what paint night was for. We've got a pool party on the 25th of August. I apologize that it's Sunday, but that was the only day they could get the pool. So there should be hamburgers, hot dogs, 6 to 8, and so please bring your families. The Assistance Firefighters Grant, we were awarded. So we heard that on, was it last week or this week?
Last week.
And so that is, we applied for a washer dryer and 12 sets of oil down PPE. So we were awarded that grant. Chief and I worked on it, but it was discussed.
Structural PPE.
Oh. I thought it was
that. Well, we got that too.
We got that one too. Okay. Sorry, we got both of them. So that's pretty exciting. So, yes, we did get both of them. The DARE grant, they needed some more information from us. So, where are you at, Chief? I can't remember. But anyway, I worked on some of the documentations for three of the grants. And so we've moved towards them still reviewing it. For, so that's kind of nice that we're moving towards that. Brick, we're just waiting to hear. And then we got some good news from a gal. The Brick grant, when we originally reached out, we reached out to a gal in New York named Stella. And she's asked Chief and I to present at one of her meetings to share our experience of applying for it. So that may not sound like good news, but actually the more you get to know some of these people that work on these grants, if there's some funding coming through, sometimes they'll call you up and they'll be like, hey, can you apply? And obviously we'll definitely be ready to apply. So that's enough for now. Any questions?
Perfect. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Okay, now it's our time for our first public comment. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say? Anybody online?
Nope.
Okay. Bills review.
Everybody have a chance to look at June's bills. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Okay.
Sure. All right. Contract review, we don't have any. Old business, none. New business, the 2025 preliminary budget discussion.
So, as Buck said, we went up to the county today. We talked with Andy and Brittany, and it was realistically, we took them the message. This is what we presented to them. And I apologize for not being on our Kindles, but we basically outlined with them, you know, the problem is that our tax rate and assessed value cannot support our district response. We've specifically pointed to I-80 and some of the higher volume roadways and intersections that absorb one third of our response statistics that. You know, currently individual taxpayers from our district have been saddled with those costs and over all of our incident response. And we cannot tax our way out of or into supporting all those operations. We gave them our current efforts and we gave them solutions that basically our legislators have pointed to say, you know, your county needs to adopt a 1% sales tax that will go strictly to EMS. They haven't done that yet. PILT funding is specifically federal money that comes into the county, and we don't get any of it because, one, we've never asked. Two, their statement was, well, that's not for firefighting operations. Well, when you look up the definition on the federal website for PILT, it says for firefighting operations. So, okay. We met with them because that's what our legislators have told us to do, is to go through the county. And so at the same time, I don't know where it will go. We want to be in front of the county council is really where we're headed to integrate all this data and how that relates to our budget, because that's the line item we're on, is our preliminary budget discussion. If you pull up our, on your Kindles, if you pull up our operating budgets right now, you'll see that our personnel, vehicles, equipment, training, outside services, all of those are at percentages right now below half. So here we are at half of the year. And buildings and grounds is high, and that has a lot to do with our insurance. And we also have trying to think of what falls into that building security. So basically we're a little high on that, but we're all others are kind of tracking right where they should be. We're not over on any of our expenditures. Training's a little high as well, but it At the same time, our cash flow is way down. So we're in what I would call a critical level. So so what I wanted to have a discussion about was our last year we pulled excess money out of capital funds, and we were able to cover us until December. We're not able to do that this year. So I'm as the financial guidance of the district, I kind of look to you guys to see where I should go, what I should be. Should I call the county? Or Cassandra said in the past the county has done an advance for our taxes. She said that's been done in the past. We currently have a loan that is for a building that we could turn some of that into our normal cash flow. I could investigate that. I am really, really concerned. So I want you all to be concerned.
You are concerned.
And so I just need some guidance and direction. That Cassandra and I don't have all the answers. Chief Brown and I don't have the answers. You know, do I go out and get in? There's our auditor. What's his name?
Danny
said that banks will give you a holdover loan to get you to taxi. I don't know if that's a possibility.
Are there any penalties for getting an advance from the county?
I don't know. We haven't gotten one in years. But
and we probably have a new auditor since then.
Yeah. I know when I first started, we had to get it a few times.
And the reason it's brought up in the preliminary budget discussions, because it's hard to even fathom a budget for next year when I can't make this year work. So even though we're at the percentages that I would not consider overwhelming, these are our budget. It cannot support operations without money in the bank.
Right.
So I want us to creatively, we're not going to run out of money before next board meeting. So I want us to have that discussion. You know, I don't know if that's an emergency meeting. I don't know if that's another meeting besides this one. Cassandra, what have we done in the past?
Whatever we need for timing.
Okay.
Our next one's in 4 weeks, so we will have funds through the next month.
Yeah. That right. So that's where I wanted to be completely, you know, transparent and let you guys know. And you know, it needs to be at that level. If you all have any miracles, I'm willing to entertain it. As I said to the county today, I can't grant my way out of this. I can't grant. Oftentimes, when you get a grant, you have to spend the money up front, and I'm not even going there in some of our stuff. It's like, okay, we're stopping before we get ourselves in trouble, and most of these grants are like year long, and so we can push those up.
Right.
You said the holdover worked last time, Sandra? Holdover loan.
They gave us an advance.
Pardon me,
we
advance,
haven't gotten
okay.
A whole other one before, but we have had an advance a couple times.
If that worked last time, at least I would say entertain that. See, and maybe before next board meeting, we see what they say.
Yeah.
See if there's fees or interest or.
There are new people at the county, so who knows if they'll even.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And I don't even know who starts that conversation with. That might that be Mike
or Allison.
Okay. All right.
And then you could just email us.
Okay.
And then we can chat and see if we need to have an emergency meeting or start there. And then we'll get another, if that doesn't pan out.
Also, if we do need to get a hold of our loan, let's find out what the interest is.
Okay. At least that gives me two ideas.
Yeah. Start there?
Okay. We'll start there.
Yeah. Bake sale.
Bake sale. I've been there.
Yeah.
Too many times.
Yeah.
So budget-wise for 2025, we are, you know, we're looking at some of the things, but it's pretty much with the problem that came through with the assessed values. We're not going to change a whole lot for next year. It's not.
We don't really have a choice.
Yeah, it's not. It's not much of a change.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, so it'll be an easy budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had last.
It'll be a great truth and taxation meeting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Wow, we're already to our next section of public comment. Anybody have anything? No?
Agenda. Nothing on mine.
Okay. All right. Next is the board calendar.
Action.
Approval of the second quarter bills, April, May, and June.
I propose that we approve the second quarter bills for April, May, and June 2024.
A second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Next is the board calendar.
So our next meeting will be August 21st. It's the third Wednesday. We'll go with that so far.
Yep.
After that, September 18th. And then October 16th. And we are staying at Tansbury. We're back at Tansbury.
Yeah, yeah. We're not planning to leave.
Happy to be back. And then just... put it on your calendars. November 6th through the 8th is the next UASB conference. And it's up at the Davis Conference Center this year.
The same place as last year?
I think, yeah.
It's been there for
and forever.
Years, yeah.
They used to be located around between Ogden, Provo, and Davis, but lately it's been at Davis. So if you can go in person, that's great. If you can attend all 3 days, there's valuable classes. If you're not able to go, then you need to plan on doing your annual training online. So start thinking about that, and we'll probably have, I would imagine they'll have the registration starting probably next month, into September.
Are there early bird?
Yeah, we tried to do the early bird, get
perks,
cheaper price.
Cool.
So start thinking about that so you can let us know next month.
And then does an alternate need to go with that?
Not required, but I think it's good. You're not required to get the training, but if you would like the training, it's always good training for anyone.
Yeah. Okay, district events.
So we still have just our paramedic school going through August. August 8th and 10th, we've got Stanford days, plus the ones that Kim brought up. We did do IRTA days, the parade this last weekend.
How did that go?
It's just funny because the amount of people that are in the parade is longer than the parade route.
Yeah.
So but they love it. The IRTA loves
They had a cannon mounted on a trailer that blew bubbles.
It was in the paper.
Okay. And that was just hilarious. That's something it'd be fun to have on a fire truck.
A fire hose that shot bubbles would be great. Uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So we've got that coming up. Fall dumpster days and chipper days, basically back-to-back in September. We're still debating on dumpster days if we have the funds to do it, because we had quite a lot in the spring. So we will evaluate that. But chipper days we will definitely do.
We budget for 35,000 total for dumpster days, and we spent 24 in the spring. So it's like, if we do another 10 days, it'll be over what we need.
Yeah.
So,
One thing I could add, August 17th is my vet event. The 901 community.
Oh, what you've done in the past?
It's not during Stanford. It is that, yeah, so that's the local law enforcement versus medical.
Okay.
And we have one of our own playing. I think Chandler is playing.
Yeah, he's played a couple of...
He's played a couple of years in a row, yeah. Yeah, we have a local law enforcement medical plan. We're raising money for the boy that drowned.
Is it at Twilla?
At Twilla this year, yeah, because he was a Twilla boy. So we're going to hold it up there.
So will you send us the email? So I'll be
yes, I will, actually, yes.
The first or second boy that drowned?
The high school one.
Because
yes, first, I guess.
The second one was from Salt Lake,
and
I believe.
And he was, more of an adult. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it's last chance for public concerns.
Kurt?
Just congratulations to everybody that went through the Fire 102 class and got their certification.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
A lot of hard work, huh?
It's awesome. Okay, anybody online?
No.
Nope. Okay, we do not need a closed session. All right, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 19:01.
Thank you.